We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
All righty. And if you are just joining us, welcome. The impeachment trial continues in the United States Senate. And a couple of things, and I want to tie these together. And I don't mean to hit you with a whole bunch of facts and statistics and all that stuff, but keeping in mind that, and again, I do know that we have every reason to be skeptical of public opinion research, because I think we've all seen an occasion or two where it's been wrong. But in October 2017, the Gallup organization asked people to politically identify themselves. And what it found is that 31% said Democrat, 24% said Republican, and 42% said independent. But let's keep in mind that I don't know that anybody is truly independent. If you identify, and we'll find this out, hopefully, if you identify as somebody who is independent, can you honestly tell me that you don't have some built-in biases, that you are just middle of the road on each and every issue and each and every candidate, that you do not have a demonstrable pattern of tending to favor the Democrat side or the Republican side? That would be highly unusual, because I will contend that the independents are people who don't want to commit to a particular political party, such as myself, but who will vote typically for members of one or the other political party, with some exceptions. And the reason the independents are so important, or the, I guess I should say so-called independents are so important, is that in 2016, the independent voters went Republican by 7%. And anytime you've got a close election, every little percent makes a difference. So I want to see if I can't merge a few things together here in terms of getting your telephone calls on the show. And keeping in mind, we have talked about this previously, but I wanted to, and I did, read this piece on why there should be a lengthier trial than just 3 weeks. And if you're just joining us, at the risk of repeating myself for those who have been here all along, this piece from which I read basically said it is to the Republicans and the conservatives' advantage to have a lengthy trial with lots of witnesses in the U.S. Senate, because that would make the Republicans who control the Senate seem like they're not sweeping anything under the rug, that what they have done is transparent, it is fair, it is truly deliberative, and nobody's getting away with anything. And will also have the effect of showing the American people watching these proceedings, will also have the effect of having the Democrats' case kind of evaporate in their very hands, much like the Kavanaugh situation I mentioned earlier. And you will remember the day where you thought they were going to vote on Kavanaugh. And then you remember when those people stopped the senators in the elevator, and it turned out that the vote was not going to be imminently held on Kavanaugh. It was going to be put off pending further information. And there was simply no information in furtherance of the case against Kavanaugh. And Kavanaugh was approved and confirmed as an associate justice of the United States Supreme Court. Well, hey, lightning can strike twice. And wouldn't it be to the Republicans' strategic long-term advantage if the American people had the opportunity to see what a politically biased and empty case the Democrats in the House proceeded to take to the Senate to trial, and won't the Democrats be seen as the bad guys? Not only that, but there are, about 18, I'm exaggerating, senators who are not on the campaign trail right now. They're not proselytizing. They're not shaking hands and kissing babies. They're tied up as jurors, if you will, in the impeachment trial of Donald Trump. So every day that we get closer to the election where they're not on the road is a day they ain't campaigning. And again, that might be a built-in reason. I mean, a built-in, but an ancillary reason why the Republicans and conservatives should not shy away from letting this thing go as long as it's got air in it. And the way I figure it, the short trial we've been told by the experts is going to be, 3 weeks? And the way I see it, in a worst or best case scenario, could you see this thing going more than 2 months? Could you see this thing going more than 8 weeks? I'm hard pressed to envision circumstances, given the scope of the charges against the president, where more than 8 weeks would be necessary. And is that not, I mean, shoot holes in this if you want to. I want your thoughts on this. Is that not in the Republicans' best interest and ultimately in President Trump's best interests? And again, you got to keep these independent voters who went GOP by 7% back in 2016. You've got to keep them in mind. So as you listen to the show, a couple of things I'd like to hear from you on. Number one, if I was Gallup asking you, are you conservative Republican? I'm sorry, are you Republican? Are you Democrat? Are you independent? What would you honestly tell me? And if you are somebody who is independent, do you not have a typical preference one way or the other? Independent, I don't think in 99% of the cases mean, well, let's see, there's a Republican, yep, like this candidate, like what they stand for. Oh, here's a Democrat, like that candidate, okay. Oh, here's a Republican again. I don't think it works like that. I think typically if you are independent, you probably vote at least 90% of the time for 90% of a slate of candidates in one party. That would be my inclination. That would be my guess. So what are you? You know, we're all about self-identifying in 2020, and how do you perceive yourself? But are you on the Republican team? Are you on the Democrat team? Are you an independent? And accordingly, once I know that information, this could be very interesting. Do you believe that a lengthy trial in the United States Senate is something that is going to be advantageous to the president's reelection and to the betterment of the GOP? Couldn't the Republicans put the Democrats exactly where the Republicans want the Democrats by stretching out this trial and cross-examining the witnesses and allowing the American people to judge for themselves whether the angry Democrats were simply trying to overturn the results of the election of 2016 or actually had valid legal cases against President Trump with the two articles of impeachment that the Senate is hearing about as we speak. So what are you, and what, don't tell me you're a human being. I'm a biped, Tom. No, we're not going back to the Sam Shepard trial in Cleveland back in the 1950s. But this is actually relatable to the impeachment trial of President Trump. So whether you are a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, and whether or not you see any wisdom at all in giving the Democrats what they're asking for. You know, the last time I got into this in any detail, somebody called, I think it was our first caller, said, it's a trap. It's a trap. Don't fall for it. Well, sometimes, you know the old expression, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it? Maybe this is applicable to the Democrats' call for more witnesses. Give us more witnesses. Maybe this is a case where they're trying to set up the Republicans, and the Republicans are falling for it if they go the route of the fewer witnesses and the shorter the trial, the better it is going to be. You know, I don't know how you analyze the situation, but I am inclined to go with what my gut was when this whole thing got going, that, you know what, they want a trial, let's have a trial, and let's get the information out there for the American people to judge, and they will be in a position to determine whether the Democrats are simply poor losers trying essentially a coup d'etat against a duly elected president, or whether there is in fact merit to what the Democrats are saying in terms of removing Donald Trump from office. Something else I am kind of interested in knowing, and that is how many minutes or hours do you see yourself watching impeachment as the trial is underway in the United States Senate? Is there anybody out there who has been glued to this from gavel to gavel, and you take your breaks when the senators and the managers and all of the officials take theirs? Or is this getting zero of your listening or viewing time, this being the impeachment trial of President Trump in the Senate? And if that's not doing it for you, I can move on and get to some other topics that are outside of this realm. And I must also hold open the possibility that you guys simply do not care about the impeachment trial that is underway in the Senate. I mean, it may be counterintuitive, because everywhere I look on the TV, I'm seeing impeachment trial, impeachment trial, impeachment trial. But if it's something about which you guys don't care, I should probably know. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Does a lengthy trial help the Republicans? Let's go to St. Catharines. See, the Canadians, they're into this stuff. It's Tristan on WBEN. What do you make of this?
Hi, Tom. I would honestly say that I'm independent, even though I'm a Canadian. I rarely ever disagree with you. I can't disagree with you more. If there is any American out there right now who's sitting on the fence, they're a bloody moron, and they're not worth the time. Everybody's made up their mind. This is a gong show. It's unbelievably ridiculous. I am so not interested. I don't need to hear anything more. I'm sure I'm speaking for many other people. The quicker this is over with, so that Trump can get focused and we can get focused on getting him reelected, even though I'm a Canadian. and we're better off. If they really want to get to the truth of the treasonous, despicable acts of the Democrats, they don't need to have the witnesses trumped up there, because this is a game, and there's too much potentially at risk simply to have the satisfaction of saying to the Democrats, see, you guys are a bunch of liars. We all knew you were liars, and now we can prove it to all the sitting on the fence Americans.
But what is there to lose? If the Democrats do not have a case, and if the Democrats can be shown to be spiteful and without any concrescence to the charges they brought against the president, how does that not help the Republicans and President Trump?
They're going to, well, if you play into their game plan, their strategy of dragging this out, they're going to try to make the PR relations game, try to whittle away at Trump's numbers, try to get at these weak-kneed Republicans that are sitting on the fence. The more time they have at chiseling away at a guy like Romney, the greater the opportunity of potentially having this go against Trump. And it's not that the witnesses are going to dig up anything that is going to hurt Trump. It's guys like Romney, Murkowski, Susan Collins, Alexander. It's these rhino Republicans that, frankly, none of us can stomach anymore.
Yeah, but don't you think that the Republicans in the Senate, because the Democrats obviously want control of the Senate as well, don't you think that the Republicans in the Senate are going to have a contestable issue in their reelection campaigns when the Democrats are able to say, this person was part of a kangaroo court. We brought serious charges against the president. This person elected acquittal after not even hearing all the evidence we had.
Yes, Tom.
I mean, this is not just about President Trump. This is about the Senate as well.
Right. I hear what you're saying, but the problem with your argument is that you're presuming that people act rationally, even if they're self-interest. And the reality is there's too many. In fact, what we've discovered, like Pelosi, she's irrational. There's nothing rational about what she's done because she's potentially decimated her party. People used to talk about how she's this great strategist. She's actually, I think, quite stupid at this point. She's gone irrational because hatred and emotion has driven her more than anything else. And yeah, she's got to deal with the left-wing fanatics, but again, it's irrational.
But if people were as irrational, and I'm not talking about the politicians, I'm talking about the voters, if they were as irrational as you were saying, then why did the effort to derail the Kavanaugh nomination basically leave Democrats with egg on their face?
Yeah, but you could also make the argument, why did so many Americans, knowing what would come, vote in a Democratic House in 2018? That's irrational. They had a good president. He was already doing good things. Everybody knew that if you let the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Democrats in power, that it's game over, and look what happens.
But it's also quite typical for the president who is just elected to end up losing seats in the House in the midterms. That's not atypical political behavior.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think this time the stakes are way too high.
Hold on. If you got something else to say, we'll hear it after the news on WBEN. So, what's wrong? I hate to ask you guys the same question here, but I have to. How do you identify? Are you Republican? Are you Democrat? Are you one of these 42% allegedly independent voters? And strategically, are the Republicans playing into the Democrats' hand if they do this trial as quickly as possible and are seen to be an unfair lot of jurors? Why not let the Democrats and their case dash themselves and itself on the rocks of truth? It's 4:37, and it is Bowerly with you, News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, so look, we talked about this before, but I'm curious where you are. I haven't talked really about this. Are you a Republican? Are you a Democrat? Or are you an independent? And if you're an independent, are you really independent? Because I think that may be a misnomer, because I think most independents, just like anybody else, have their own built-in biases. But every now and again, every once in a blue moon, may split the ticket, or they might vote for a candidate that you wouldn't expect them to vote for in a given election. And the reason I ask this is 31% in a 2017 Gallup poll. For what it's worth, I understand how you feel about polls, but 31% said they were Democrats, 24% said they were Republicans, 42% said they were independents. But my big caveat with the independents is, as I said, everybody's got biases, and I think most independents most of the time vote for one side or the other, with possibly some exceptions, of course. That's why they're independents. But do you believe, now, President Trump, just so you know, President Trump agrees with me today that he is open to having more witnesses than the Republicans at this point seem committed to having. And I'm concerned that the Republicans in the Senate may win the battle but might lose the war. And if you have nothing to worry about in terms of facts, then let the American people see how shameful the Democrats have acted with this whole impeachment process. And if you're looking for an example of something that has not worked out very well for the Democrats in the past, you need look back no further than the Kavanaugh hearings and the delay in confirming him and the ultimate falling apart of the case against him. So and if you're a Republican in the Senate, obviously this is something that whenever you are up for re-election may have the potential to come back and bite you in the pants. And given the divided nature of the country right now, I mean, chances are, no matter what office you're in, you got 50% of the people who love you and 50% of the people who hate you, no matter what it is you do in public life. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Back to Tristan in St. Catharines, who was finishing up his thoughts. He wants this thing done wham-bam.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was listening again, and as I said, I normally don't disagree with you, but I guess this time I do. I'm reminded of a proverb that says...
Well, you also disagree with President Trump, just so you know. It's not just me.
That's fine. I disagree with him, because this is more than about him. Again, it reminds me of a proverb that says, don't answer a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him. If we pretend that these Democrats have a legitimate case, and we're going to treat this legitimately by tracing out the witnesses, we're legitimizing their lies, their distortions, and the charade that this. This doesn't deserve the time of day, which is why I really don't listen anymore. And again, I think there's many people like me who are just saying, this is so sickening. Let's get it over with so we can beat them really bad in November. Enough of this.
I don't agree with you. That's my gut feeling on this. The other thing I was going to ask you, too, is how much of this are you watching or do you plan on watching each and every day? Zero, an hour, 5 hours? Where are you at it?
I give it as much time as you and Rush talk about it. That's about it, because I listen to you guys.
So you're looking at 6 hours a day.
No, because I can't listen to you that long. But when I do listen in, I'm hearing, getting the update.
But you're not actually watching the actual trial in the Senate.
No, I can't stand looking at the sight of Adam Schiff and Nadler.
Well, okay. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like as much information as possible on this situation. And again, the beauty is, if this is in fact an empty case, the Republicans gain an advantage by being seen as fair, by being seen as deliberative, and by letting the Democrat arguments break apart on the rocks of their own bitterness. Here is a little maritime reference for you. Hope you enjoyed that. Here is Ed, who's calling in from the 90, although by now he may be somewhere else. Ed, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I'm actually parked at the Clifton stop here out of Thruway, so I'm not driving on this right now. Yeah, okay. Republican, I was out at the Trump rally in the summertime. I watch, you know, Sunday morning shows, the whole battery of them, and they have the McLaughlin group is back now, Cheryl Atkinson. So I watch these things. I can't really watch much of this thing. It's just too just there's nothing there, and it's just a repeat of a lot of other things. It's just not factual. Today I was visiting my mom at a nursing home in Lancaster. As I'm walking out, I saw they had the wheelchair posse there parked in front of the big screen, and they had the impeachment trial on TV. I told the aides, you got to change that. If New York State comes in here, they're going to say that that's cruel and unusual punishment to these four residents here. So we changed it to the Animal Planet. But
and did anybody notice?
I don't know. I think one or two were awake there, you know. But
well, I mean, the nice thing is, if you're 99 years old, one day of watching the impeachment trial might actually seem like you got a whole new year of life.
I tell you, the wild animals on Animal Planet better than the animals there of the Schiff type. But
hyenas one way or the other.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, I'll probably end up watching an hour or two of it a day, you know, in summaries, but I shouldn't, because there's not a whole lot there. As far as it should go on, a little bit split. I'll tell you, if it goes on, it may torture some of those senators that they have to sit still there for hours per day, and they, you know, can't do much. It may wear them down, so that might be a good lessons learned thing. That's the only thing I can think of there.
Well, it also keeps those senators who are vying to be the Democrat nominee for president, it keeps them off the campaign trail. Every day they're locked away with this trial is a day they're not out shaking hands.
Klobuchar was making comments last night afterwards. They had her interviewing, and she had some good, she was using it to her benefit. But as far as that, I say that's secondary, tertiary, because the answer to the question, why does President Trump not wear eyeglasses? Because he already has 20/20, okay? So that's maybe wishful thinking, but not good?
Let's leave the comedy to Bill and Eden.
Okay. Well, hey, I'll close with one thing. Why this is so unfair on this. Compare this to anything that President Obama did. He doesn't get these same things. And I'll give you a timely one here. A few years back, prior to the Super Bowl, Bill O'Reilly was interviewing President Obama, and the topic of the IRS scandal came up, you know, where there was a little bias against conservative groups. Obama sat there and he said, we'll get to the bottom of this, and he made it clear there was not a smidgen of evidence. That was his phrase there, smidgen of evidence. Well, tell me this, by Adam Schiff's standards, why is that not obstruction of justice? If the investigation was in the middle of it, and he's sitting there saying there's not a smidgen of evidence, well, then he should have been raked over the coals for that.
Well, I mean, we can get back to the biblical quotation from Pilate about what is truth. I mean, look, but we can't, you know what, as far as I'm aware, and who knows, maybe the physicists have in fact figured out how to do this, but we can't time travel. We can't go back into the past. All we can do is face what we're given in the here and now. And right now we have a Republican president, we have a Democrat House, we have a Republican United States Senate, and I am concerned that if this thing is totally fast-tracked in the Senate, that it's going to give, in a very closely divided America, it's going to give the Democrats the air, the unearned air of being on the high ground. But if the Republicans basically say, and I don't think this is a trap, I don't think it is a trap. I think it is all calculated to make the Republicans look as though they are trying to whitewash anything the president did. But if the public has a chance to see through a ton of witnesses that the Democrats were acting simply out of petty partisanship and not out of a genuine outrage that some impoundment law was broken by the President of the United States, and that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor, that may work to the Republicans' advantage.
Yeah, but you've lost a whole bunch of the public already. They don't even understand the concept that it's not like a parliamentary removal of a, you know, who's going to, like, how many people remember anything about the Mueller report. But clearly that might even help more because, you know, you give it 2 months and then the Democratic convention will probably be the big highlight of anything.
But, you know, it's funny that you mentioned the Mueller report because the aid that the president withheld and eventually delivered to Ukraine, it was mostly what? It was mostly military aid. Military aid so Ukraine could do what? Fight Russia!
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's ludicrous, but again, I think a very strong argument can be made that the more they want witnesses, the more you ought to give them witnesses. Because if there's nothing there, they're going to end up at the end of the day looking like a bunch of dorks.
Okay. But who's it going to affect? I think you were on this earlier. You know, the independents, the middle of the road, people on the fence. It's not going to affect people like me. It's not going to affect your CNN, MSNBC viewers. So I went from an academic, from an analytical standpoint, you and me discussing, yeah, there's stuff there, but I don't really think it's going to catch that many people.
Politically and strategically, if you're a Republican in charge, you've got to be conducting this trial with the independent voter in mind, because as you astutely have pointed out, you ain't going to change a pro-Trump person and you ain't going to change an anti-Trump person. They're locked in. So it's those people who are still undecided you have to target. And one of the effective things you can do is to be seen as being fair. I got to move on. I am glad you called. Didn't have a chance to ask him how much of this he's watching every day. So Gallup a couple of years ago asked people, are you Republican? Are you Democrat? Are you independent? And 42% of the people asked supposedly said independent. Well, I think I've already explained how I don't know that that's really accurate because you might be independent, but if you're voting and you're responding to a poll, you probably have biases just as I have mine and you have your biases. You can be an independent, but you find yourself voting mostly for Democrats. Conversely, you can be an independent and find yourself voting mostly for Republicans. And as I said, you know, you're not going to convince anybody who is for Donald Trump that he sucks. You're not going to convince anybody who thinks Donald Trump sucks that he's awesome. So you have to gear politically and strategically, I think, you have to gear this impeachment trial toward those people who can still be had, those people whose votes can still be obtained. And one of the ways you're going to do that, I think, is to present an air of fairness and impartiality. And, hey, we gave this our best shot. We wanted all of the facts to come out. They came out. And, boy, didn't the Democrats look like a bunch of ninnies. This marks the first time since 1897 the word ninnies has been used in public. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Rob in Tonawanda. So, Rob, I want to play Gallup here, first of all. Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Okay, no bones about that. So President Trump, you know, he says he's open to witnesses. How about you?
Well, here's the downside to the independent voter. And I know a lot of folks that would be considered moderate Republicans or blue dog Democrats, and they're kind of on the fence. And if we have this long trial, we have to think about the other wing of the Democratic Party, the mainstream media, which means for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, whatever it is, they're going to be pounding all of the Democratic points and very few of the Republican points. So maybe those swing voters, and I know a lot of folks that listen to the mainstream news, that's all they're going to be hearing. So I think that could be a downside. Yes, I'd love to see them exposed.
But conversely, if they make this a wham-bam thing, all they're going to be hearing is, wow, what a kangaroo court. Those Republicans didn't even want to hear the evidence. We're never going to know if President Trump is a crook. And the other thing, too, is look at it this way. If the case against the president is that weak, that would be a period of weeks and maybe a couple of months where they wouldn't have the chance to dig up a whole new scandal. Because once the president is acquitted, I think most of us think the Democrats are just going to come up with something else.
Absolutely. I just want to say one thing on the Republican-Democrat thing. And the reason I'm a Republican, when I turned, and I was eligible to vote when I was 18 years old, And my brother, a little wiser than me, he says, are you going to register for a party? I said, no, I'm an independent, right? I'm not going to register with a party. And he said, well, what party, if you did register, would you think you would lean to? And I said, oh, probably the Republican Party. He said, then you want to register as a Republican because it gives you an opportunity to vote in primaries and better hone the candidates that you may want.
So. Yeah. See, the smarter thing, though, would have been to register as a Democrat, infiltrate their primaries, and vote for the worst possible candidates. That's the smart thing to do, but most people don't think that way. All right. Thank you very much for your phone call. Oh, real quickly, how many hours of this? Oh, sorry. He's already gone. He's going to ask how much he's actually watching of the trial itself. Despite my best efforts, I still find myself watching about 90 minutes so far per day. Maybe a little bit more. But I'm not going to lie. There are times the eyes do glaze over. If you're on hold, stay there. I'd appreciate it. If you're not, you can call in, grab yourself a line, help yourself to some airtime. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Happy Wednesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.